Daddy, what are you doing?
We're recording a podcast.
Who's listening?
Islander fans are listening.
Where are they?
Well, they're right here.
Welcome to the Isles Faithful Podcast with your host, Michael Schoerlein.
Welcome back to the Isles Faithful Podcast. I am your host, as always, Michael Schoerlein, and this is episode number 30. I cannot believe it. Episode number 30 already. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019, and joining me this episode is the best little man around, Super Jack Foley. Jack Michael Foley, I have to introduce him the correct way, and his awesome mother, Lauren. Lauren, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing really, really, really well. I'm still riding the high of what we experienced the other night.
I think we all are.
Unbelievable story. If you guys out there are not aware of Jack's story, I'm never really going to be able to do this justice. But a little bit of background, he made a fantastic sign. He survived, you know, three early open heart surgeries in his young life here. And he approached Robin Leonard really on social media saying, you know, he checked off a bunch of different boxes. He actually plays hockey himself and requested a stick. The Islanders and Robin saw it. They made it happen the other night. We have a little bit of fate involved in our story, which we'll get into. But I'm going to kick it over to Lauren, and why don't you explain, you know, pretty much everything else for our listeners.
Okay, so a little bit of background about Jack's condition. He has what is called hypoplastic left heart syndrome, HLHS for short. We found out at our 20-week sonogram that there was definitely something wrong with his heart. But basically, hypoplastic left heart syndrome is the absence of the left side of the heart, the left ventricle. So essentially, Jack was born with literally only half of a functioning heart. And in order for him to survive, we needed to embark on a series of three open heart surgeries. But what was very troublesome to my husband and I was that from the start, there was really no doctor out there that was giving us hope. Everybody told us that, you know, if your child survives, that was always how they started every sentence. If your child survives, if your child survives. And we obviously were very scared. And there was only one doctor out of all of them who gave us hope. And that's Jack's cardiologist, Dr. Sean Levchuk, who is also a huge hockey fan. And he believed that there was hope. And because of him, we decided against other doctors' suggestions, and we continued with our pregnancy. And Jack was born on April 25th of 2011. He had his first open heart surgery 4 days later. And from that point on, Jack literally did every single thing the doctor said he never would do. As a matter of fact, when he was discharged from the NICU, we were told to expect at least 3 to 4 months in the hospital after surgery. Jack was discharged 12 days later. Wow. So that just goes to show you right from the start what a fighter this kid was. And we were also told that he would absolutely come home on a feeding tube. He never did that. And one of the nurses had said, you know, this in my 32 years of being a nurse, I have never discharged a baby with HLHS that did not go home on a feeding tube. So in 32 years, she never saw that before, but our Jack did it. So, and even like I said, from playing hockey and any kind of sport, the doctors always said he's going to tire before everybody. He's going to come in last. He's not going to be able to play sports. You might want to have him get involved in maybe music or something like that, because he's not going to be able to do sports. And here he is playing hockey at Eisenhower Park at Northwell Rink and just proving them all wrong. As Jack just said, the best rink there is.
It is. It is. Believe it or not, I have not played there yet. I've been invited to play there a couple of times, but living all the way out east, because I live on the east end of Long Island, it's tough for me to get, you know, that far west. I actually play at like the rinks and Kings Park, and Dix Hills is the furthest rink west that I play at. So,
okay, well, you're gonna have to come out and play with Jack.
Hey, man, you're missing everything.
I know. I'm sorry, man. And you know what? We will make a plan where we get on the ice together. I think that would be really, really fun. And we're going to get into that in a minute. So now this is a departure from what I normally do. And I know a lot of you guys out there are like, well, what's this got to do with Islander hockey? And it has a lot to do with it. Like I mentioned previously, you know, Super Jack got a stick from Robin Leonard. He also got a stick from Thomas Greiss. And
yes.
Jack, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you experienced and why you wanted Robin's stick in particular.
So this is why I wanted Robin Leonard's stick. It was because he's been through a lot in hockey, and in my life I have too.
And what else?
And that's pretty much it.
What was it like to meet him and get that big old hug that we saw in the picture there?
So about the hug, it felt like my bones were about to crack. No offense, Robin. It's just because you're strong.
He was strong.
He looks like he's still wearing his pads. Like his shoulder pads.
He looks like he's still wearing his shoulder pads?
Yeah.
He is a very big dude. I will say that. And you know what? I love that he gave you a hug. And I told your mom this the other day. His story is just so inspirational, just like yours, and that's why I wanted to have you on as well. Robin's story has been my favorite story about this season, aside from the way that the Islanders are playing on the ice, and we're going to get to that in a minute too. And your hug, I felt, was basically everybody who's a fan of Robin Leonard and what he's doing this year, you hugged him for everybody. You hugged him for yourself first and foremost and most importantly. But that hug was basically from the entire fan base and fans outside of the New York Islanders. I know that's a lot to process, but that's how I felt looking at the picture.
I was happy to do it.
Great. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the fate part, about what your mom and I were talking about before. And this involves your Uncle Michael, right? So,
yeah.
Lauren, why don't you tell us a little bit about your brother?
So my brother, his name is Michael Kiefer. He was a New York City fireman. And Mike, I can't promise that I'm not going to get through this without tearing up. So just bear with me.
That's okay.
He was a New York City fireman. He was 25 years old. His lifelong dream, the only thing he ever wanted to do in his life, was to be an FDNY fireman. And in December of 2000, his dream was realized, and he graduated from the New York City Fire Academy, first in his class. But unfortunately, 9 months later, he responded to the World Trade Center attacks, and he unfortunately lost his life that day, saving countless number of people, I have no doubt. And unfortunately, we never had a recovery of my brother to this day. But I have always believed that from that point on, my brother was always with myself and the rest of my family, my sister and my parents. And I'm a huge believer in signs and a huge believer in that our loved ones who have passed on let us know in any way they can that they are still with us. And I have felt that almost every day since September 11th. And when you had reached out to me the morning of the game, I remember saying to you, because of all your kindness, that the people that I have met through my journey after 9/11, a lot of the times their name is Michael. And you were no exception to that rule. And ironically enough, right after I sent you that message, my husband and I were watching TV, and somebody mentioned the number 132. My brother was in ladder company 132 in the fire department. So I looked at my husband looked at me, and we both were just astonished because, okay, my brother's making himself known already. But as you know, it didn't stop there.
No, no it did not.
Do you want to take it a little bit from here, or should I go on?
Yeah, I'll give a little bit of backstory. Also, because I have to talk, because the hair on my arms and my neck is standing up right now. So, as the listeners know, I had Sean Connors on a bunch of episodes ago to talk about all his artwork and the experiences of being on the MSG commercials and whatnot. And him and I hit it off. We've talked on Twitter since. We actually met the Monday of the game this week, where out of nowhere, he sent me a text message and said, "Hey, Mike, why don't you come check out the studio?" And I wrote about that on Twitter and you know, checked it out. Him and I actually had an adult beverage while we were talking and catching up because it was good to meet him. And I had reached out to him earlier in the day and I said, "Hey, I'm going to try to meet Jack and his mom today. He knew about you guys on Twitter." I said, "Would you be interested in doing a picture for Jack? Whatever Jack wants, would you be willing to draw it? And, you know, we're going to try to get it autographed for him as well," which you already know about. And he jumped right at the chance. So we set out to meet you guys, like I've written about in the story on Isles Blogger yesterday, between the second and the third periods. And something was very weird about the whole entire day. I felt very drawn to you guys, like I had told you in the messages. And as we're talking, you tell your brother, you tell Sean, sorry, your brother's name, and Sean's face just turned white.
No, I didn't even tell him my brother's name. He asked my friend who he was with.
Okay.
I was going to get Jack to come meet Sean.
Right.
Because I had said that Jack's an artist and he loves seeing Sean's commercials. And when Jack and I walked back up, all I heard him say was, "Do you know Michael Kiefer?" to my friend.
Right. Okay. And that's how it was. That's how it went. Sorry. I was just in shock.
No, don't be sorry.
This whole time. So regardless, your brother's name came up and Sean's face turned white and said, "Are you joking right now?" And he knew your brother. He was a lifeguard with your brother. You know, I'm not going to talk about Sean's job. they knew each other prior to them both having the jobs that they do. And he actually drew your brother's portrait that hangs in, was it Hempstead Fire Department?
Yes. Yeah.
So crazy, crazy, crazy twist of fate that brought us all together. And again, I'm getting the chills right now. I just think that
me too.
if you believe in stuff like this, and you know, some of you listening might get turned off or think that it's crazy or whatever, but I kind of believe that everything happens for a reason. You know, my mom passed away in 2003 and she was a very strong believer in this, and weird situations like this have popped up in my life from time to time. And you know, you have to believe a little bit, and then, you know, you just got to look for whatever it is. You know, life always gives you little signs here and there. So it's just been a crazy thing. And I'm happy that we were all brought together, because like I said, I'm drawn to Jack's story. I think that it's fantastic. And so.
And don't forget what was on the scoreboard when you guys came down to meet us after the game. What three numbers were the only numbers left up on that scoreboard?
It was Islanders 1, third period, Toronto Maple Leafs 2. And the
1-3-2.
The picture that I took, what jersey was on the screen?
Oh, Robin Leonard. That's right. I totally forgot that. That's right.
It was the jersey off the back ceremony for the final home game of the season. And because you pointed out the 1-3-2, I just took a picture real quick, and then I looked at my phone and I was like, "Oh my God, Robin Leonard's jersey is on the screen right now."
See, that's I have said from day one, especially when we found out about Jack and his condition, I knew my brother would be there for his nephew and do whatever, I don't even want to call them powers or, you know, but whatever they, those that have crossed over, whatever abilities they have to comfort us here in the physical world, I truly believe that they do. And this is just another example of my brother helping out his nephew, because if my brother was here physically, there's no doubt that my brother would stop at nothing to put smiles on the faces of both of his nephews. So this is just his way of doing it from the other side.
Now, I want to get Jack involved a little bit again here. So, Jack, why don't you tell us, who else did you meet the other day at the game?
I met a couple of other people. I met Thomas Grice, Johnny Boychuk again. He recognized me. Barzell, Johnston, Beauvillier.
Oh, and Bailey.
Bailey, and then Matt Martin's wife.
And Matt Martin's wife. Can't forget about Sydney.
Do you know who her father is?
Boomer Sizen?
Yeah.
Football?
Yep, football. Now, I just got a text message from Sean. He wanted me to say hi to you guys. He's thinking about you, and he can't wait to get that picture started for you. So you got to figure out who you're going to want on that picture, all right? And he'll get it done for you.
All right. Thanks.
No problem. Now, tell me, what position do you play in hockey, bud?
Defense.
You play defense? Are you like a Johnny Boychuk, or are you like a Nick Leddy?
Johnny Boychuk and a Nick Leddy.
Oh, you're a combination of both? Do you think the Islanders are going to draft you at some point if you make it all the way that far?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what I like to hear.
Or, well, if not the Islanders, any other teams that come in, pretty much any team could draft me.
Just do a...
Maybe that new Seattle team already wants to draft
me. Maybe, you never know. Look, you know, I tell my boy all the time, because he wants to play baseball, that you're going to play whoever drafts you, and you're going to love it, because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so I had read, your mom wrote the other day that you played at Matt Martin's camp. Tell us about that. How was that?
So he's going to summer.
Oh, you're going to this summer. Okay.
He was gifted that by Matt Martin and one of Matt Martin's friends, Max Feinberg.
Okay.
So that was one of his birthday presents. So that'll be this summer. He was given the all clear from his cardiologist to do that. So we're really excited about that.
Awesome. I'm going to have to come and watch that.
Definitely.
Now, I also saw Aaron Asham. You had run into him at some point through hockey?
Yeah, he's my coach.
He's your coach?
Yeah, or at least he was.
Wow. How is it playing for him? Because I know you're too young to have gotten to watch him play on the island, but he was a very, very, very feisty player in his time.
Oh, when I scored a hat trick, he threw his hat on the ice.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow. So wait, you play defense and you scored a hat trick?
That was before we had positions, really.
Oh, okay. I actually have an Aaron Asham story also. I played against him in roller hockey one summer in the off season, and I actually cut my leg really bad at work, and I needed stitches. And I told my dad I didn't want to go to the emergency room because I didn't want to miss the game, so he glued it shut for me.
Oh, jeez.
And I went and I played, and Aaron scored all of his team's goals. So we actually won like 9-7. He had 7 goals.
Wow. That's not surprising.
No, and I was very scared. That's why I joked on him, joked with him yesterday on Twitter. I said, hopefully you didn't scare Jack like you scared me.
No, I have to say, he was Jack's learn to play. When Jack did the learn to play program at Eisenhower Park, he was Jack's coach, and he was one of the nicest men. I obviously, before Jack does any type of physical activity, I always let whoever is in charge know about his condition and, you know, what's going on. And he couldn't have been nicer. And you could tell that he always looked out a little extra for Jack and always made sure he didn't need a little bit of extra water and stuff like that. But yeah, he one time when Jack was, you know, they were just shooting around, Jack got 3 goals in a row and he was like, oh my gosh, it's a hat trick. And he threw his hat on the ice and Jack just thought that that was the best thing ever. So really nice guy.
Now, Jack, what are you hoping for here as the Islanders move into the playoffs? You think we're going to play Pittsburgh? You think they can play Carolina? Who do you prefer?
Well, they said that they were playing Pittsburgh. So I think they're going to play them. And if they make it on, they should at least probably go with...
What do you think? What do you think, the Isles are going to go all the way? Think we're going to get the cup?
Maybe.
You never know. You never know. I like your positivity there, though. Now, Lauren, I know that the goal is to get Jack to participate in some sort of practice with the Islanders, and we're going to continue to try to get that to happen. Has there been any kind of progress on that? Have you spoken to anybody at all about that yet?
Unfortunately, I have not spoken to anybody within the Islanders affiliation to make that happen. But I know a lot of people are rooting for Jack. Channel 7 was here to interview him yesterday. And the woman, Kimberly Richardson, who came here, she said, you know, she made sure to say it on the broadcast that that's what Jack wanted. And she's rooting for him. And I've seen on Twitter that there's a lot of people rooting for him. So my fingers are crossed because, Mike, this has been a 2-year journey of mine to try and get this done for this kid. And, you know, listen, I am not by any means trying to sound ungrateful for any opportunity that Jack has been given thus far, but from day one, this is what Jack has been asking for. And I'm just really, really hoping that, you know, his dream can come to fruition and, you know, we can just make this happen for him.
Is there any, I'm sure there is there a charity that deals specifically with Jack's condition?
In terms of,
just for
making wishes.
Yeah, no, well, not for like make a wish, but for like donations. If there's anything that, you know, I can put out there right now, you know, to support, you know, families like this, if there's any kind of affiliation, like in that regard.
Absolutely. It's actually very ironic you should ask that because we are part of an organization called the Children's Heart Foundation, and it's a nationwide organization, but we deal specifically here with the New York chapter, and I'm actually a board member of it. And we do a walk, a congenital heart defect walk every May, and we will be doing that again this May. And I'm actually going to start my official Super Jack walk page this evening. I'm going to put it up, and I was actually going to put it on Twitter and see if we can get some donations and maybe hopefully make Jack be the number one team this year. And all money raised goes directly to research for congenital heart defects. So it's obviously something that's extremely important to our family.
Awesome. You'll have to send me that information. This way I could plaster that all over my website and the Facebook and the Instagram and Twitter and everything else. And now, just to show you the reach of your post, which I'm sure your original post on Twitter, for those listening right now, it had 3,001 retweets and almost 14,000 likes.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm not even, you know, 255 people responded to it. So, and that's not counting, you know, the other people who, like I do, quote tweeted it and, you know, shared it across all the other social platforms. And yesterday at lunch, I went through and I looked at all the responses that your tweet had gotten, and the outpouring of support for Jack, because he's that awesome, is just mind blowing. Now, Jack, also, has your life changed over the last couple of days with all this attention? Are you like a superstar at school now? Are you signing autographs?
Yeah.
It's so modest.
What did your friends in your class ask you yesterday when they knew you were leaving early to be interviewed by Channel 7?
Can you give me a shout out? I'm like,
that's okay. Awesome.
But then I didn't do it.
You didn't, no. There's not enough time, you got to tell them. I'm sorry, you know, we were just getting down to business. If you want to give them a shout out right now, why don't you shout out some of your friends and then you could tell them about the podcast.
Yeah.
Second grade, John Street School, Miss Derby.
And who else? Who's your cousin?
Michael.
And who's your other favorite hockey buddy?
Thomas.
Thomas who?
Scheidling.
Thomas Scheidling. And Michael Viverito, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What about some teammates? Do you have any other teammates?
Your group at Eisenhower?
My group at Eisenhower.
All right. And there's somebody else I think you're forgetting. Not that I think he'll listen, but I'm sure I could make it happen. Why don't you give a shout out to Robin?
Oh, yeah, Robin Winner.
The absolute.
Thanks so much.
Awesome.
For the stick.
Well, guys, I've had an absolute blast. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
I just want to thank you, Mike, so much for all your hard work in bringing attention to Jack's story and his poster, but more so his story, just about his journey and, you know, what he goes through every day. And, you know, I know when you look at Jack and you see Jack, you would never in a million years think that, you know, there's anything wrong with him. But unfortunately, the fact of the matter is that, you know, he does have a very serious heart condition. And, you know, I, of course, as his mom, just want every opportunity that, you know, he can have in hockey. And I thank you so much for all of your kindness and generosity. It absolutely means the world to us. And thank you to everybody else too, who tweeted and retweeted and posted and helped to make this happen too. I mean, your love and support honestly means the world to us. And it's honestly what gets us through every day when we have hard days and, you know, there's little hiccups with Jack and his health and stuff. It's the people who support us with that. That means so much and it will never be forgotten. So please just know that I can't personally thank everybody. You know, I wish I could, you know, get back on Twitter and literally write to everybody. But this is my way of, please just everybody know that it means so much to us from the bottom of our heart. We really, really appreciate all the love and support for our Jack. Or as I like to call him, my half-hearted hockey hero.
You know what? He may only have half a heart, but he's got a whole lot more heart than a lot of people that I know.
I agree. And in my life too, yes. But yeah, like I said, so hopefully we could get that number 4 box checked off before, you know, before he's not allowed to play hockey anymore. So,
all right. Well, we're going to continue to work on that. I promise you that. And,
oh, I know you will.
Like I told you yesterday, anything I can do to help, I will. I'm just so happy for you guys. I'm so drawn to you both, and I can't really explain why. You know, maybe because I have kids myself, and I don't know how I would deal with this, and I just give you guys so much credit for everything that you do, and we're gonna.
Thank you, Mike. It's because you're a good person.
It's
because you're a good person. You have a good heart, and like I said to you the other night, your mom is very proud of you.
Thank you very much. So we are going to wrap things up, and why don't you throw out your Twitter handle there? This way, those who are listening can give you a follow.
I am at Lauren Kiefer Foley. Very easy.
I will link to that in the description. Thank you guys for coming on. Jack, it was great hearing from you again. Hopefully I will see you here at the playoff games. I know the Blue and Orange Army is working hard at that. I saw yesterday.
They're awesome.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, bro. Can't wait to see you guys again.
You too.
All right.
You too. Thanks so much, Mike.
No problem. Thanks for coming on the Isles Faithful Podcast. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify. We're also on YouTube. Check it out. We have a Facebook page where also you could stream the episode on the IslesFaithful.com.
Wait, what's the channel called?
What was that?
What was the YouTube channel called again?
It's the Isles Faithful.
We'll find it.
You will find
it. I'll, YouTube kid.
I'll send your mom a link. Don't worry. So we're on YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter at IslesBlogger. You can follow the show at Faithful Isles. This has been episode number 30. Lauren, Jack, thanks for coming on. Have a great night. Jack, why don't you take us out by saying, let's go Islanders.
Let's go Islanders.
There you go, bud. Talk to you guys soon.